Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the old wooden shack, celebrating 6 years on the air for the sixth year in a row, this is Night Owls Radio. Your host, the mysterious Miss X. Turn off all the lights now because this show can only be heard in the dark. Call in numbers are 646-595-2579. Every day is Halloween. Did you, as always, love my wedding march? Our show opened again with my wedding march. This is your hostess, the mysterious Miss X. Yes. 6 years. This is just incredible. It's mind-blowing. My marble coffin that I crawled out of. 6 year in a row tonight. The coffin has my name carved into the side. Let me rub my hand along the white marble coffin right now. Ah, nice and cold and damp. Nice and cold and white as I choke my way through the cobwebs. Yet again, broadcasting from the old wooden shack. I'm going to bet that even on our anniversary show tonight, there are no callers. I was right. No callers. Do you want to call in? If you're listening, the numbers are written all in red. They are indeed all in red as we take you up into the midnight hour on blogtalkradio.com. Go to, if you are already not there, or if you're not there already, you need to go to blogtalkradio.com. Miss X, and I always tell you, don't forget the all-important hyphen. It is blogtalkradio.com, Miss hyphen, and X. Miss hyphen X. This night tonight is the night that we fondly refer to as Annual Listener's Choice Night. Wake up, your beautiful, gorgeous, pale yellow white champagne with all your bubbles galore. And get the Christmas ale. Don't get Miss X started on Christmas ale. Christmas ale, Christmas ale, Christmas ale. Because tonight, you want to call in 646-595-2579. We have to give the call-in number in a really scary voice. 646-595-2579. Nobody ever listens to the show live. Only dead ones, which is appropriate for this paranormal supernatural show that I began. You might have already noticed it's about a week after All Hallows Eve. And that's why I began the show right after Halloween. 6 years ago, on a Halloween night, I had just concluded doing a radio show of the legend of Sleepy Hollow. And I received a call. Bring! 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 And it's really scary here. It's scary in the old wooden shack because the table is shaking. It's shaking, it's shaking, and the water is shaking upon as the water shakes upon the table. I was at my 6 years of my water bottle. Sip of water. And every time you take a sip of water, you have to do it the mysterious Miss X way. Take a sip of water. You always have to go at the end. I always have to have my water live on air during the show. And as I was saying, just after taking my light, white sip of water, clear, clear sip of water, it's not purple, it's not pink, I started this show 6 years ago, which rhymes, because it was a week after Hallows Eve, All Hallows Eve, Halloween night, the night when so many of my listeners live for. One thing I have discovered through the years of doing this show, let's talk about what I, Dracula's main wife and Dracula's main squeeze, has discovered through the years of doing this show. Number one, I have discovered that so many of you made me lose my total train of thought. So many of you have your purple and pink drinks during this show. So many of you also live, and I do mean live, 364 days of every year, year in and year out, you live. You absolutely live for Halloween. So for those that have heard this story a million times, you can tune out right now, and you can go listen to Yama-na-na-na-na, that song that's getting played constantly on the radio. Or you could turn on one of your iTunes. You can go flip through iTunes now if you've heard this story before over the last 6 years. But those of you who have not, those of you who have not heard the story of how Night Owls Radio and the Wacky World of began, I welcome you, of course, to this wacky, wacky world of ours as I broadcast live on blogtalkradio.com worldwide. Not nationwide, worldwide, on a blue and white planet, but it's covered by the seven seas, this planet we call Earth, that has many, many oceans and many, many white clouds. The show started. I got a phone call 6 years ago. Let's go back now, shall we? 6 years in time. Go back. Go back. On annual listener's choice night to November 2008. We'll take that little journey with me that we've taken so many times before on this show. You want to call in? You want to be a guest? It says right here, guest call in. 646. Get to your little phones and dial your little fingers or whatever you use to dial. 646. 595-2579. It can go, but he's listening. Thank you. Thank you very much. Frankenstein finally speaks. He said nobody's listening, so of course they can't dial in because they would have to be listening live if they're going to dial in. But you are stepping back in time with me now to November 2008, the inception, the beginning of this radio show, internet radio show. Because every time I tell people I'm on radio for the past 6 years, they always say the same thing. What channel are you on? Then you have to tell them, internet radio, November 2008. In the
November 2008, I decided to continue the grand and great tradition after Big Chuck, Little John, and Houlihan went off the air. They used to do this old little horror host show, you see. And they did it for over four decades, beginning with the ghoul himself, Ghoulardi, the main ghoul. Creepy, creepy, ghoulish things. And they would do their little old horror movies, you know, the kind that you never, ever, 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 ever want to watch. Really bad horror movies. And they would host them, and they had a coffin laid out. And in the background, they had, like, you know, Cleveland Indian stuff and banners and an old white skeleton here with a skull. And so I started the show because they went off the air in 2007. So I said, no way am I going to have that. And I started a show November 2008. And it's this little show called Night Owls Radio for all you night owls that want to be taken up into the midnight hour. And so I'm doing this little show, right, and blah, 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 blah. But they were doing this little show. I get a phone call. I watch a video. That's how it went. Did she call me first, or did I call them? And Dale Kay does a show and did a show, and local show in Amherst, Ohio. Oh, hi, Daryl. Called me and said, wow, you like my show, and had me on his show. So those are one of the many people that we have to thank tonight. The people that we have to thank tonight for being on the air for 6 years, for putting me on his TV show called Spook Show, the number one person. And you know, because you're all on the internet, you know about these things. You're all into the horror world. Number one person to thank, Dale Kay. Oh, we have a list. And there's more. There's more people that we have to thank for being on the air for 6 years. So many to thank who have been there from the start of the show. Francie, of course, and the actor of that bombshell, to name only two. That's to name only two. Then there were the film directors. Oh, yes, the horror film directors. Who helped out. Oh, and I had so many audio problems on this show. Oh, first we started off, of course, the show started off in 2008, broadcasting from the Dark Dungeon. Right? 2008. As Miss X dances around the room with my long hair flowing side to side. We had horror film directors, famous ones at that, who've been very well known for their horror films in the independent film category. They would actually help me host the show when I had so many technical difficulties. There was a time when we didn't even have a reliable internet connection. We moved the show's location so many times that it totally makes my head spin around the world. We have moved so many times in the last 6 years. They had to help with that. They had to help and help and help. They had to broadcast the show for me. I couldn't even get in. You see, when you do an internet show, it's not like when you do a radio show. I've said this a million times. You have to call in. You have to have a reliable internet connection. Duh! Hence the term internet radio. So they were people. These are people that were listeners to my show. Actual fans and great supporters of this show would say, hey, hello, darling Miss X. Do you need some help tonight? I understand you're having constant audio problems and you don't have a reliable internet connection. They were even scheduling shows for me. Oh, believe that? Can you believe that? You tell me who has the best listeners and the best fans in the world. Who named me one other show anywhere on the internet that has its listeners and its fans writing to you, offering to help host the show because you're having technical difficulties all the time, including, it would seem, tonight! And tonight, being our anniversary show, is no exception. We're still having, and I have last year's fifth anniversary show of our annual listeners' night when we had the great and famous Joe Flynn from California, Mr. San Jose, California himself, calling in, and he was helping host the show.
He does a show also on cable TV in San Jose. I love these people. They're listeners to my show.
They're just part of Night Owls Radio. They're just the little wormy Night Owls themselves. Oh, no, those are Night Crawlers, Frankenstein. Not Night Owls! Don't worry! Don't worry, it was just a screech owl. Okay. It was just a screech owl in our film for tonight. For our listener's choice night is the horror of Dracula. Came out in 1958. Oh, Miss X loves this film. L-O-O-O-O-O-V-E-S loves this film. We're having a kind of a dark, quiet 6th anniversary show tonight. The Horror of Dracula, 1958, a film in which Dracula leaves a note that reads, quote, "Eat well and make yourself comfortable. And I tell you to do the same as you listen in tonight to our 6th anniversary show. Tonight, Miss X is the Countess, and she says the same. From this, our listener's choice for year 6, that's year 6, 6th anniversary show. Tonight, I am both the Countess and I am Mrs. Van Helsing. And being Van Helsing, it seems like I should dress in brown, because Van Helsing is the avenger of all evil. Not Randani, oh, in this movie, Andy, in Van Helsing, goes after the evil and destroys it, just like Miss X destroyed evil. Van Helsing finds a diary from his friend who visited the castle, and Van Helsing asks the innkeeper in town, "What is all this garlic everywhere?" You almost think he's making fun of all the garlic that's hanging up all over the innkeeper's room to ward off Dracula. And I don't know what color film they used back in those days in the Hammer horrors, but the skin looks so creamy and the colors are so bright. Dark and yet bright. Well, I like quiet and seclusion. He says, "I am Count Dracula. Welcome to my house." I can't even do the voice the way Christopher Lee did it in this movie. "I am Count Dracula. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house." Sir Christopher Lee, the sexiest Drac ever, as far as mysteriousness X is concerned. And you can even debate people about who the best, most gorgeous Dracula is, because being evil, Dracula has to look handsome, right? He has to be seductive. He has to wear that cloak that's dark to show that he is evil. That's the glamour of evil people, and don't you ever forget it, the glamour of it. "You must tell me! You must!" There's another great line in The Horror of Dracula. "You must tell me! You must." She's really a scheming old Dracula wife. Remember, Miss X is Dracula's only wife, of which there is only one, me. But she gets a scheming one in this film. Oh! So come up with me then, after you turn off all the lights. Come with me on the horse-drawn carriage. Anniversary Christmas ale special. Come with me, as they say in the Hammer horror films, if you wish to see the horror and the evil destroyed. Do you want to see the evil? But I warn you, it is not for the weak stomach. The horror that the evil effects of Dracula, as you see how it must be destroyed." Those are really scene in this movie is how rude the horses are in this movie, Horror of Dracula. My, the horses with the coffin nearly ran over poor Van Helsing. He's coming up through the castle, and they nearly ran him over the castle. In this film, Horror of Dracula, he also refers to vampirism, not vampirism, vampirism, as addiction. If you don't hear that in any of the other Hammer horror films, I don't think I've ever heard it in any of the other Dracula films. It's never mentioned vampirism as addiction, but the people become the undead, neither here nor there, which, what humans call death, you humans can perhaps comfort yourselves in knowing that none of us are. None of us are. And perhaps you are always between the living and dead. Just as Dracula's victims are the undead. The best line by Peter Cushing in this film is when he's in the room finding all the ways to get rid of Dracula, ways to repel a vampire. And he says, I was talking to myself. So at first you may think he makes fun of the garlic. As I just said, he later reads a book about repelling the vampire and always, something it took me 6 years of doing this show to realize. It took me more than 6 years. However, in the 6 years that I've been doing this show, off and on, mostly off, we did go on the air. And we're not going to be off the air now. So funny. I could just hear what you're thinking over there, you green-faced Frankenstein. Dracula and the word vampire, and you don't make fun of me because it took me this many years to figure this out. Dracula and the word vampire have become one and the same, but they're not the same. They've become interchangeable. But a vampire is not Dracula, and Dracula is not a vampire. Dracula was a count who lived in the era, in the area of where Miss X's ancestors happened to come from. Oh, and thank goodness I'm Hungarian. Every time I watch these films, I say, thank goodness I'm part Hungarian. Thank goodness I'm part Hungarian. Vampires are other beings. Dracula was a count. He was an actual person and a count. Got it? And always remember running water and garlic being two repelling instruments to ward off a vampire in the movie. Lucy says she feels ill. She cannot breathe. Open the window, she says. Open the window. I can't breathe. Opening the window lets in the vampire. Why didn't Van Helsing explain that Lucy was not gone and not dead? Why did it take them so long to find the markings on her neck to relate to a vampire? I don't know. You're just going to have to listen to the conclusion of the Horror of Dracula for yourself. And is this not the one with my favorite scene of Van Helsing? Me racing across the table, me quick thinking, like me, to dash open the drapes, pulls down the drapes to expose Dracula to the sunlight. Remember, evil is always, always repelled by the light. So now, finally, here's the beginning of the Horror of Dracula. It is Listener's Choice Night, our 6-year anniversary on Night Owl. Betsy, I want to thank everybody. Everybody! And there's a great core group of you, a select core group, that has listened to this show for the past 6 years, every single episode. You know who you are. Night Owls Radio and the mysterious Miss X thanks you very, very much. Keep listening.
Third of May, 1885. At last, my long journey is drawing to its close. What the eventual end will be, I cannot foresee. But whatever may happen, I can rest secure that I will have done all in my power to achieve success.
And remember what I always, always tell you at the conclusion of every one of these shows. In the words of the immortal She-Beast, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. And until next time, happy screams.